Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work, flag a sleeve on.
It is The Savage Nation. There's an old phrase that Nero fiddled while Rome burned. Well, here's a savagism for you. Obama dribbled while Cairo burned. Welcome to a very, very serious program. There is a Christian Holocaust emerging in Egypt, and I'm asking where the liberals are, especially the liberal Jews, who have spoken so much and so heartfelt about the Holocaust. I remember the Righteous Among the Nations was awarded as a honorary title to those Christians who saved Jews from the Nazis. And yet to date, I've not heard one word from Marvin Heyer, or the council of this Jewish group or that Jewish group. Perhaps I missed it. The Jews should be out front on this Holocaust against the Christians, and yet they're silent. A report came out that an Islamist mob paraded nuns in Cairo as prisoners of war. Let me say that again for those of you who don't know what's going on. This is the gravest event in your life, especially if you're young. This is the biggest event going on in your life, what's going on in the Middle East. The Islamists, known as the Muslim Brotherhood, burnt churches, looted a church school, and then marched nuns through the streets of Cairo as prisoners of war, according to the DailyMail.uk. Egypt's Christian minority, the Coptic Christians, have been there for 1,300 years. Sister Manal, principal of a Franciscan school in suburban Cairo, watched for 6 hours as a Muslim mob looted the building, knocked the cross off the gate, and replaced it with a black banner resembling the flag of Al-Qaeda. The Christian classrooms were then burned to the ground, and the women were taken away, attracting a crowd of abusive Muslim onlookers. Police told Sister Manal that the nuns had been targeted by hardline Islamists, convinced that they had given Muslim children an inappropriate education. Meanwhile, dozens of churches, homes, and businesses owned by Christians have been attacked and razed to the ground. Nero fiddled while Rome burned. Obama dribbled while Cairo burns. There is a Christian Holocaust emerging. Where are the liberal voices? Where are the Jewish voices? Where are the Jews who scream, never again, never again, never again, never again, never again? They're still waiting for Hitler to come back. Well, he's back, only he's wearing a headscarf. He's back, only he's not chanting German Horst Wessel tunes. He's in Cairo. He's in Damascus. He's in San Francisco. He's in New York. He's everywhere around you. Stop looking backwards and start looking forward before it's too late. And now I'll ask you a question. If I said to you, do you think it's time for Obama to choose a side in Egypt? I would be begging the question. The king of Saudi Arabia has chosen a side. He said he's supporting the generals against the Islamists who must be rooted out like Nazis and fascists. Did you hear that? The Muslim Brotherhood, they said, must be removed like Nazis, according to those who understand what's going on. The king of Saudi Arabia has chosen the generals. The Israelis have chosen the generals. Obama says he's choosing no sides. Well, Michael Savage's opinion is that by choosing no sides, he has chosen a side. He has taken the side of the Muslim Brotherhood and the Islamists. He is supporting the slaughter of Christians and the burning of churches by doing nothing. How many times as I was growing up, I heard about the Franklin Delano Roosevelt who knew that the Jews were being sent to the death camps and he could have bombed the railway tracks to the death camps, but he did nothing. Where are the Jews today talking about what we could be bombing to stop the Islamists today? Where are they today? Are they still looking backwards? Where's Marvin Heyer? Where are all of the other professional Jewish voices? Where are they? I keep saying the Jews. Why not the Jews? We've heard about the Holocaust for 70 years because it was a horror of horrors. Well, now we see a Christian Holocaust. Every rabbi in America should be talking about it. But by not taking sides, Obama is taking the side of the Muslim Brothers and is supporting the slaughter of Christians and the burning of churches. Now, you have to ask yourself, why is Obama supporting the Muslim Brotherhood, if so, in a quiet way? He didn't come out and say, go, Muslim Brotherhood, go. He's too smart for that. I should say his handlers are too smart for that. Let's put the pieces together, because I'm about to throw a bombshell out into the American media landscape that no one has ever heard yet. This will go off like a cluster bomb. But it takes playing chess in five dimensions to understand what I'm about to say to you. It's not something you would hear from the Limbaugh cartel. The Limbaugh cartel is not going to understand this. Maybe they'll repeat it tomorrow, but the Limbaugh cartel, which has had a lock grip on the so-called conservative message for far too long as far as I am concerned, should have told you this. But it's up to me with the last word in talk radio to piece things together. Are you ready for this? We saw over the weekend something odd happening. You have to ask yourself, why is Obama supporting the Muslim Brotherhood? Because he is doing so. If quietly, he's doing so. He just canceled military aid to the generals. Really? That's odd. Okay, canceled the weapons to the generals because he wants democracy. Well, we all want democracy. We all want democracy in Egypt. But security and equality for minorities such as the Coptic Christians comes before democracy when they're being slaughtered. Democracy does not mean mob rule, Mr. President. When Egypt develops so that the fanatical, racist, fascist Muslim Brotherhood have no significant following in Egypt, Egypt will then be ready for democracy. Today, Egypt needs colonial tutelage, Mr. President. So you have to ask yourself, if I see this, how come there are no wise men or the wise women, so-called, who are all over the Obama administration's hallways? How come they haven't seen this? Where are they? Where's the wise Latina who's on the Supreme Court? She has no opinion? They're all dumbfounded by it? Where are they? They're all eating fried chicken somewhere? Where are they? There's not a word going on about the Holocaust against the Christians. This is the single biggest event in the Middle East in your whole life. Going on right now. The righteous among the nations, those who saved the Jews from Nazis, were Christians. Are you among the righteous among the nations who will save the nuns and the Christians from slaughter by the Muslim fanatics? So let me explain to you where I'm coming from. Obama said he's not taking sides, but he is taking sides. By not supporting the generals, he's basically supporting the Islamists. As is Lindsey Graham Cracker, as is John McCain, who will go into the Hall of Shame forever for what they've been doing. The Hall of Shame for both of them. But let's forget them. They're flies on a wall right now. The burning of churches, the parading of nuns. Why? Why would Obama permit this to go on? Well, let's follow the money. The New York Times came out last week with a shocker attacking the Clinton Foundation, stating that the Clinton Foundation was a scam. Millions of dollars went missing. You remember that story? Came and went? Now, this is the right-wing New York Times. The right-wing New York Times comes out and attacks the Clinton Foundation as a gigantic scam. What happens yesterday? The Soros-funded Media Matters organization, which attacked me and anyone else who tells the truth in this country, they're a group of Nazi jackals. Media Matters comes out and attacks the New York Times for attacking the Clintons. So that means Soros is unhappy that the New York Times exposed the Clinton Foundation. But why? Why would Soros be unhappy with the attack on the Clintons? Because Soros and the Clintons gain by the rise of the Islamists. By defeating the king of Saudi Arabia, they hope they can gain control of all of the oil wealth. By helping the defeat of the generals through their Islamist friends in the streets of Cairo, they think they can gain control of the most populous Muslim nation on earth, Egypt. They're power mad. Soros is the most crazy person on the planet. But he's got more money to spend than anyone on the planet to try and push his psychotic agenda. And so he's saying, okay, Media Matters, you go after the New York Times now. They were our friend. They're no longer our friend. They stepped out of line. They exposed the Clinton Foundation as being a giant scam. Did you hear what I said? What I just gave you is an entire story that's worthy of repetition for the next 20 years. And I'm going to stop right now and let you absorb it. And I'm not going to prime you with a question. But I will tell you that the flat-footed Republicans are so stupid, they don't know which way to turn. I have a soundbite from a Kelly Ayotte, who's a Republican, who is so dumb, you understand why the Republicans are out of power. We know who the liberals are. We know that they're on the side of everything wrong. We know that the left is always against democracy and always against freedom. But where's the opposition party? So when I come back, I will repeat what I just gave you, which is more than you've heard all day from everyone else, on radio, on television, in the newspapers, on the internet. Nobody has traced this for you the way I just did. And I'm calling upon the righteous among the nations to listen to the Savage Nation tonight and see what I'm trying to tell you. There is a holocaust against Christians going on. Don't talk to me anymore about what you would have done during the Holocaust. I've heard it all my life. Oh, if I was there, believe me, I would have done this. You would have done nothing because you're doing nothing now. You're stuffing your mouth is what you're doing. You're stuffing your face. You're doing nothing. Every synagogue in the land should be crying out for the Christians of Egypt. Every church in the land should ring their bells in solidarity with the Coptic Christians. But you've not heard a preacher, you've not heard a rabbi, you've not heard a politician call for saving the Coptic Christians before it's too late, have you? It's fallen upon me, Moses. Moses Savage will be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
When I woke up this morning and I saw that an Islamist mob paraded nuns in Cairo as prisoners of war, after 6 hours of looting a church school and replacing a cross with a banner resembling Al-Qaeda flag, when I saw nuns who are sacred to me, and I am not a Catholic, being treated like this, and I heard nothing from the White House except the loud sound of a golf ball slapping against the club, and I heard nothing in any of the synagogues, and nothing coming from the churches, and nothing from the Limbaugh cartel, and nothing on the internet, I said, something is wrong with this picture. For 50 years, I've been hearing about the righteous among the nations, Chassidei Umot Ha'olam, righteous of the world's nations, is an honorific used by the State of Israel to describe non-Jews who risked their lives during the Holocaust to save Jews from extermination by the Nazis. Where are those today trying to save the Christians? The Coptic Christians have been in Egypt for 1,300 years. They are Egypt. They are Egypt. You have to understand something about Egyptian culture. It's a culture that's 5,000 years old. It's a mixture of religions and civilizations in which the Islamic religion is only one ingredient of the Egyptian character. Do you understand what I just said to you? The Muslim Brotherhood, according to Egypt's ambassador to Britain, he said the Muslim Brotherhood are like a Nazi group that demand that everything changes and people, everything goes their way. He's calling them Nazis, and he said they must be removed like Nazis. He is Egypt's ambassador to Britain. The Brits, who banned me, are now banning him. They want him thrown out of Britain because they've been bought lock, stock, and barrel a long time ago. Has this government been bought lock, stock, and barrel by the Muslim Brotherhood, I ask myself almost every day? I am afraid to ask the question, but you can only come to the conclusion that something is wrong when they do nothing to defend the Christians, and they always say that the Muslim Brotherhood must be included in the government. When the Egyptian people said, no, we don't want them, they're fascists, they're Nazis, we don't want them. So you only conclude that by not taking sides, Obama is taking the side of the Muslim Brotherhood and is supporting the persecution of Christians, the burning of churches, by doing nothing. Now we learn that behind the scenes, Obama secretly suspended military aid to Egypt. Did you hear what I just said to you? The liberals have just suspended military aid to Egypt. So who is going to benefit from that? The Muslim Brotherhood. So why would Obama want the Muslim Brotherhood to benefit when the Egyptians don't want these fanatic racists in the government? Again, I want to repeat, oh, we all want democracy. We all learned it in the first grade. Democracy, democracy, democracy. But you need security and equality for minorities first, especially if you have a Nazi power. You don't want democracy for the Nazis, do you? So let's get security and equality for the Coptic Christians and the other minorities in Egypt. Not mob rule by the Islamists. And once the fanatical, racist, fascist Muslim Brotherhood has no significant following, then Egypt will be ready for democracy. Today it is not ready for democracy. It needs a strong military, and it needs colonial tutelage. But we don't have a Winston Churchill. We don't even have a Neville Chamberlain. Nero fiddled while Rome burned. Obama dribbles while Cairo burns. Any comments on my comments? The phone numbers, well, I'm not giving you the phone number. We're sold out. You can't get into the tent. The big tent is full. It may be summer, but the people know what's going on. They see the tides are changing. The winds are blowing. They see a clown in Martha's Vineyard having a good time, one vacation after another. The Middle East is burning, and Hillary's running for office. She's the savior all of a sudden. She's the architect of the Arab Spring. How could she be the savior of the world? WABC, Ira, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Michael, you're doing a great job. Let me tell everybody, when I first heard what's going on in Egypt with the Coptic Christians, I said to myself, there's a parallel, Germany in the 30s, the Nazis and the Jews, and it's happening again in the Middle East, only since there's no Jews left, they do it on the Christians, and to the undying shame of the United States, the same as we collaborated in the Holocaust by Roosevelt.
But here's my point. Where are the Jews today speaking out against this? The Jews, there's millions of Jews in America. How many rabbis are there? How about Marvin Heyer and all of the professional Jewish organizations? How come they've said nothing?
Because they are liberal Democrats before they're Jews and before they're...
Bingo! Oh, thank God for an intelligent man in the audience. Thank God. Where's Harvey Weinstein? Where's all of Hollywood's frauds? They do movies about Hitler, and now they're facing it and they do nothing.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation.
Al Corleone. Now, what's happened to Al since he got caught in that scandal with the masseuse? I don't know. I know she ditched him. The photographer wife, she dumped him. Poor Al. He's such a schmedrick. It's like the guys that couldn't get into a college fraternity. You know what I'm saying?
Michael Savage.
They go to a massage parlor? A guy with that power and that money has to go to a masseuse and ask her to touch him inappropriately in a massage parlor? It was unbelievable to me.
Weeknights at 6 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Al Jazeera English opens up in America. It's a grand strategy here. It's a war. Many of us don't even know there's a war going on. We're licking our ice cream cones. We're taking our Prozac. We're going to dinner. I understand it. I walk around San Francisco before a show. I see happy people. I see people talking to themselves in the street. In my day, they would have been put in a mental hospital. They walk around talking to themselves, laughing. Of course, they have an earbud and a phone of some kind. But fundamentally, they look crazy to me. They look happy, but crazy. I see people eating oysters and clams and pasta, and I want to shake them. I want to get up on a soup box and say, do you understand what's going on? Wake up! I'm not going to do it, of course. I wait for the radio show. I sit here waiting all day long to have the opportunity to express my view of the world. I see Christians being persecuted, killed, churches burned, and the president that says, I'm doing nothing, I'm not taking sides. Where are the Jews? I keep saying Jews, Jews, Jews. Why Jews? Because of all the peoples of the earth, it falls especially upon the Jews who have made so much of the Holocaust through our entire lives. Remember, the people living today didn't die in the Holocaust, thank God. But they talk about it, as they should, to make sure it never happens again. Well, now it's happening again. Remember, the Jews were not gassed on day one. They were persecuted first. Their shops were burned, their synagogues were burned, they were marched in the streets by the brown shirts. That's how it started. It ended in the gas chamber. That's what's going on in Egypt right now. And the only thing that stands between the Christians, all of them being killed or thrown out of the country, are the generals. And the generals are backed by Israel. The generals are backed by the Saudi king, but not by Obama. Nero fiddled while Rome burned. Obama dribbles while Cairo burns. You have any comments on what I'm saying? The phone number is 855-407-282. Did anyone hear my connection to Hillary Clinton, the Clintons, Soros, Media Matters? Did you hear that channel? Did you hear that channel of thought? It's quite original. Do you agree with it or don't you agree with it? Because I ask myself over and over again, every morning, every night, I say, is Obama, why is he not taking the side of righteousness? Why is he letting the Muslim Brotherhood thrive? Why, wherever I turn, is this administration supporting Islamists, whether it be in Syria, Libya, Egypt? I keep asking the question, and what comes back to me is utterly frightening. I mean, sheer logic dictates that they're on the side of the Islamists. Then you have the putz, John McCain. Either he's a moron as he looks, and as I've heard, the stupidest man in the history of the Republican Party. A block of wood would be smarter than John McCain. People who've given money to the Republicans told me this years ago. The stupidest man they ever met. So that I can forgive. I can forgive stupid. He's the dumbest in a long line of McCains. The father was a brilliant admiral. The grandfather was a brilliant admiral. This one was a dummy. The last in his class at Annapolis. So maybe he's just stupid, a genetic thing. I can forgive McCain. Lindsey Graham is a fork-tongued, double-talking liar, in my opinion. He can be bought off. Let me stop right there. Lindsey Graham, again, is talking for the Islamists. That means he's been reached. So, now we go to clip number 9 with Miss Iotti, Congresswoman Iotti. She's a congresswoman, right, I believe, from California. I think she's a congressperson. Never heard of Senator Iota. She is now on the side of the Islamists. Listen to clip 9. Here's your Republicans at work.
In light of recent actions, we tried to give some time to the administration. They obviously tried to get the military government to not crack down in a violent way, to restore democracy, to move to elections, to release political prisoners. They've ignored all of those requests. And now with the recent violent crackdown, I do not see how we can continue aid. I believe it must be suspended because, unfortunately, I think the military has gotten the impression, and particularly with what the president not asking for aid to be suspended when he spoke this week, that whatever they do, we will continue our aid. So I do support suspending aid at this time.
Moron. Idiot. Idiot. Moron. Is she a Republican? What is she? Neil, I don't never heard of her. Where'd she come from? She's not from California. She is a senator? Is she a congresswoman or a senator? I never heard of her. Is she a Republican or a Democrat? It doesn't matter. She's a moron. She sounds typically like a typical college girl who doesn't know what she's talking about. Rushing around with an iPhone, getting messages from the idiots who work for her, the aides. Who send the messages they read from Politico or Schmidico. They don't know what the hell they're talking about, none of them. Idiots! Morons running everything! Morons! So in a land where there are only fools, what do you do? Where the heck is everybody? Where the heck is everybody in my country? Where are they? So I'll take your calls. I don't know what you think about what I'm saying to you. Did you hear what I said to you? By not taking sides, Obama is taking a side of the Muslim Brotherhood. By not taking sides, Obama is taking sides against the Christians, the minorities, and the burning of churches. And I kept saying why. Now, the most dire image is that of a television show, which I forget where there's a congressman who was converted to Islam, who's a double agent. I forget that the show, Showtime had it last year, HBO, I don't know. It was around Dexter. Homeland. But I said, no, that can't be it. He's not doing it because he's a Muslim. It's more realpolitik than that. When I saw that the New York Times attacked the Clinton Foundation for being a scam and the millions of dollars that went missing, I said, there's hope yet. Maybe the New York Times wants to, hold on to the shred of credibility it still has with a diminishing circulation. People are on to say that. So they publish an article showing that it is a scam. And what happens? Media Matters, which is nothing but a group of fascist Nazis, in my opinion, funded by George Soros, the most dangerous man on the planet, attacks the New York Times for attacking the Clintons. So I say, wait a minute, now I'm starting to see a pattern. So he wants the Muslim Brotherhood in power? Soros does? How does a Jew who escaped the Holocaust benefit by the rising up of the Muslim Brotherhood? I keep asking myself. Now he's supporting Bill and Hillary Clinton. How do the Clintons gain by the rise of Islamofascists? If the king of Saudi Arabia and the strongmen of Egypt are being attacked by them, what does the Soros-Clinton axis want? Maybe they believe they will gain control of the world through world oil and dominate the world. Could it be that simple? Remember what Soros was quoted as saying, which I quoted in Trickle Down Tyranny a while ago. He said, "Give me control. Don't give me control of a nation. Give me control of its currency, and I'll control the nation." George Soros said that. Give me control of a currency, and I'll control it, the nation. So it's not enough that he controls nations through their currency. Now this madman wants to control the nations. He doesn't care how many people die. Is this possible? Are there people who are that psychotic, I ask myself over and over again, that they care for nothing but absolute power? Well, the world will tell us yet. Kelly Ayotta, junior senator from New Hampshire, serving since 2011, Republican idiot, Republican moron, should go back to collect, she should go back for diving for lobsters. She should go back to diving for lobsters. This is the best the Republicans can do in New Hampshire? Okay, I give up. I'm watching a Holocaust go on. I can't sit idly by. One day I'll meet my maker. One day I'll have to answer for my life. And he will say to me, what did you do in your life? I did a lot of things. Some of them were ugly. Some of them were not ugly. Some were good. Some were bad. What did you do that was good, Michael? Because I'm sitting here in judgment of you. Well, I did a few good things. What did you do? Tell me what you did that was good. Well, when the Christians were being killed and the churches burned in Egypt, I stood up for them. Okay, good. You're going to heaven. We're putting aside everything else. All of the little things that you did. See, I'm a child inside. I believe in heaven and hell. I believe in God and the devil. It's as simple as that. And this is how I see the world. How do you see the world? You think we need to sit here and just watch the Christians be killed? How much? What do you have to hear? What do you have to hear? The Muslim Brotherhood marched nuns through the streets in Cairo. Nuns, innocent angels, marched them through the streets after burning their building and knocking the cross off the gate. What more do you have to hear? Bishop Ibram, head of the local Coptic Orthodox Church, said he had instructed Christians and clerics not to resist the mobs of Islamists to try and avoid any loss of life. The Muslim looters were so diligent that they came back to one of the five churches they had already ransacked to see if they could get more. They were loading our chairs and our benches on trucks, and when they had no space for more, they just destroyed them. Christians have long suffered from hatred and discrimination in Egypt, where they make up 10% of the population of 90 million. A number of anti-Christian attacks have greatly increased after the Arab Spring, orchestrated by the Obama administration, that drove Hosni Mubarak from power. He defended all of the minorities, including Christians and Jews. But Christians are now facing a violence that they've never seen in their life. Never. Never have seen anything like this. What are you doing about it? You say, well, what can I do about it? It's a hot August night. Leave me alone, Michael. I've had enough. I'm turning the show off. Goodbye. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your Skunjili. Rochester, New York, WHAM is the radio station. John, you're on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, Mike, the thing that's happening, where is the Pope? Where are the cardinals throughout this great country in America?
I don't know. Where is the Pope?
Leadership.
I think that the Christian church today has about the same vacuum of leadership that the political system shows, the military system shows, the academic system shows, the journalism profession shows. I think that the Christian religion has lost leadership like all the others.
Well, the Pope, he had the chance to talk to the Muslim Brotherhood, because I know it was a month and a half ago or so, they went there to talk to him. I never heard a word of what happened after that meeting.
I don't know. All I know is that the American military is still the most powerful on earth. We have the power to stop this bloodshed and to defend the Christians. Instead, we're taking the other side. KSFO in San Francisco. Nick, you're on the Savage Nation. Your opinion counts. Go ahead, please.
Hey, people need to wake up, Mike. Come on, they need to get this waste of human flesh out of the office, and they need to stop all this. don't know what's going on with people, but they really need to wake up. I can't believe this is happening, man. This is ridiculous.
What is it? What is happening?
People are being executed for their faith because they have faith in God, because they believe in something. Really? How ridiculous is that? What do you think would happen in America if we started killing Muslims because they believed in the Quran? Come on, let's be real, man. Wake up, people. Wake up.
Okay, well, that's right. Wake up. Good luck. James, WABC in New York. Go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, Michael, I grew up during the Second World War, and I saw what went on in the Holocaust and all that, and we're certainly not doing the right thing. This Obama is crappy. He's a nutcase, and I swear to God, I think he's a closet Muslim. I could be wrong, but that seems...
Well, but you got to remember something. Not all Muslims are Islamists. The Egyptian military are Muslims, mainly.
Well,
but they're not for kill. But they're not out to kill Christians. So just saying Obama's a Muslim doesn't say it all. Oh no, there's much more to it than that. It's a question of which side he's on. Which side of the Muslim world is he on?
So where the hell is the two-party system? We got the Democrats and what?
I don't know. Where's the Republicans? Tell me. You have McCain going over there on the side of the Muslim Brotherhood. How do you explain that?
I don't know. I think McCain is...
Well, you don't know. No one knows anything. No one can follow this anymore. The world is too crazy. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. You're listening to The Last Word in Talk Radio in the United States of America. Never again? For who? You're still waiting for the Horst Wessel song and armbands? You're still waiting for the Horst Wessel song to come down your street? Oh, Daniel, stand up. Oh, if they ever come back, don't you worry. I'm ready for them. We'll do a movie about it. Don't you worry. What's happening to your Christian brethren in Egypt? Why are you doing nothing? You say, well, what can I do? I'll tell you exactly what you could do. You want to feel empowered? Here's what you could do. Call your church, call your synagogue tonight. Email them. Call your rabbi, call your preacher, and tell them you want them to give a sermon in support of the Coptic Christians next Friday or Saturday, or you're never going to that temple or church again. You tell them to stop mumbo-jumboing you about nothing. You tell your preacher or your rabbi you're never going there again unless they stand up for the Coptic Christians. And by the way, I am not a Coptic Christian. I've never met a Coptic Christian. But they need your help, and I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Here are some pictures of a church on fire in Egypt. In the Christian Science Monitor, a very liberal newspaper that rarely, if ever, takes a strong political position. And they report an Egyptian village, Christian shops marked ahead of a church attack. They marked it with graffiti. And then they burnt two Christian churches to the ground. The St. Virgin Mary Church in Al-Nazla is one of 47 churches and monasteries that have been burned, robbed, or attacked in a new wave of violence against Coptic Christians in Egypt by Islamists, Islamo-fascists, as I defined them many years ago, and I was roundly criticized for it. In fact, I'm banned from Britain for having said that. I can't enter England. So let's forget England. The Coptic Christian Church has been there for 1,300 years, and I want to remind you, those of you who don't know much about Egypt, and I'm no expert, but I know that it's a multicultural nation, a multi-religious nation of which Islam is only a part, a big part, but it's not Islamists that were the Muslims of Egypt. In fact, Mr. President, remember last year, you remember after you were elected, rather, Mr. Obama, before you were playing golf, you ran to Cairo and you gave your first speech on foreign policy and you proclaimed that you wanted to seek common ground with the Muslim world, Mr. President? How'd that work out? Remember when you said that you were a new president and you're not George Bush? How did that work out, Mr. Obama? George Bush was more popular in the Arab world than you are right now, Mr. Obama. Why? You've been giving billions of dollars to other countries and they hate your guts. How about that Arab Spring, Mr. Obama, that George Soros told you to enact along with Hillary Clinton? How'd that work out, Mr. Obama? Remember you predicted that nothing but democracy would dawn with your Arab Spring theory, Mr. Obama? How'd that work out? When will the dawn appear, Mr. Obama? Churches are burning. People are being killed. How many nights do I have to wake up in the middle of the night and ask myself, who are you? Remember Mr. Egyptian President Mubarak, Mr. Obama? Remember him? The man you threw under the bus? The man who's now, actually they released him, I think. Remember all of the stability and secularism during the 30 years of his rule, Mr. Obama, that you threw in the garbage can? How'd that work out? Remember when you praised the democratic election of President Morsi of the Muslim Brotherhood, who immediately suspended the Constitution, instituted Sharia law, and looked aside as Christians were being victimized, Mr. Obama, and you went off to a vacation in Africa? And then when the Egyptian people threw the Muslim Brotherhood out and threw Morsi in jail, you supported Morsi right to the end. How is that possible? How is that that your Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, praised the interim government for restoring democracy? Who are your friends, Mr. Obama, and who are your enemies? In my great book, Trickle Down Tyranny, I said President Obama supports our enemies and attacks our friends. Was I wrong? The Egyptians are now calling us a terrorist nation for supporting terrorists. How is that possible? What kind of country is this? How can we resolve differences with Islamofascists who burn Christian churches, who turn over police vehicles, who use women and children as human shields, who use a mantra that says, with life, with blood, we sacrifice for Islam? Mr. Obama, who are you supporting? Fanatical Muslims? And now you're calling on the new Egyptian government to release Morsi, who is now in jail accused of murder? Ladies and gentlemen, which side is the president on? You have to ask yourself which president he's on. It was Mubarak who made peace with Israel and gave us access to the Suez Canal. He gave us overflight capabilities for the billions that we sent him, as we made the world safe for democracy under George Bush. Again, Islamofascism is arising in Iraq. That's what we got for our money. For $1 trillion or $2 trillion, we didn't even get a drop of oil. Who is running the country? It's a country that is spinning out of control. Not just Egypt, but ours. Nero fiddled while Rome burns. Obama dribbles while Cairo burns. This is the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-72. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you? Blue Monday, got to work.
Nero fiddled while Rome burned. That's a saying I grew up with. I've known it for years. It's been known since Roman times that we had a decadent, that Rome had a decadent emperor named Nero. Rome was burning and Nero fiddled. I mean, it's a symbol. Nero fiddled while Rome burned. Learned it in high school. Never forgot it. We now have a president who dribbles while Cairo burns. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Headline: Islamist mobs parade nuns in Cairo as prisoners of war after 6 hours of looting a church, school, and replacing a cross with a banner resembling Al-Qaeda flag. We do nothing. There is a Christian Holocaust going on in Egypt right now. And if you're not doing anything, then you're part of the problem, not part of the solution. If you're buying the big lie that we want democracy, then you're a bigger fool than I think most people are. You can fool some of the people some of the time, you can fool some of the people all of the time, but you can't fool all of the people all of the time, and you can't keep using the word democracy to sell fascism. Hitler was elected, and the minute he was elected, or shortly thereafter, he eliminated the German Constitution and introduced Nazism. Morsi was elected, and soon thereafter, he eliminated the Egyptian Constitution and tried to put in Islamofascism, Sharia law, etc. So the Egyptians had enough and they threw him out. The army rose up against them as, God, have I told you? What if the German military had risen up against Hitler in 33, 34, 35? We would have avoided the Holocaust in World War II. But they didn't. We should be supporting the generals. Instead, we're attacking the generals. course, we all want democracy in Egypt. We all believe in democracy. But how about security and equality for minorities first, for Coptic Christians who were being persecuted, their churches burned, before granting democracy to the Nazi Islamofascists? Democracy does not mean mob rule. After Egypt develops so that the fanatical, racist, fascist Muslim Brotherhood no longer has a significant following, Egypt might be ready for democracy. But today, Egypt needs colonial tutelage. Colonial tutelage. Dirty words to liberals. Colonialism. Well, under colonialism, minorities were protected. Under democracy, they're being killed. How does that work out, Mr. President? Then we have the insanity of no opposition party in America. None! None! John Boehner, silent. Cantor, silent. Cruz, silent. Nobody on the Republican side has a word to say except a girl from New Hampshire who I never heard of, named Kelly Ayotte, or whatever her name is. Says that we should cut off aid to Egypt. She's on the side of Obama, on the side of the Muslim Brotherhood. Like a child who read a playbook. It's not a democracy. We cut off military aid. Moron. Imbecile. Idiot. The ambassador, Egypt's ambassador to Britain, has said that the military-led offensive on the opposition set out to be, well, did you hear what he said? Ashraf El-Holi told the Telegraph that the Muslim Brotherhood is the equivalent of Nazism, and it must be removed like Nazis. He said if they are not removed, you'll have Hitlerism in Egypt. As a result of saying that, and after comparing Morsi's takeover to the Islamist takeover of the Iranian state after the 1979 revolution, he said the Nazism and Muslim Brotherhood ideology sought to dominate Egyptian society. He said Morsi was elected president, there's your democracy, Mr. President, and held office for 1 year. But in that year, he tried to make everything Muslim Brotherhood controlled. Egyptian culture over 5,000 years is a mix of religions and civilizations, in which the Islamic religion is only one ingredient of the Egyptian character. He then added the Muslim Brotherhood are like a Nazi group that demand that everything changes and people do everything their way. That is the ambassador to Britain, who now the British are so upset by his words they want to kick him out of Britain. What does that tell you about the royal family? What does that tell you about the royal family of England? Have they penetrated every Western government to the extent that they're owning them? I don't know. When I saw that the King of Saudi Arabia came out on the side of the generals, I said, that tells me everything I need to know. Everything. I don't need to know anymore. I can figure it out. Obama can't figure it out. Hillary can't figure it out. McCain can't figure it out. The Republicans can't figure it out. The media can't figure it out. How come I can figure it out? How come I know what I have to say? How come I can figure out what the right thing is to say? How is that possible? Because by not taking sides, Obama is taking the side of the Muslim Brotherhood. So he's permitting it? He's permitting them to burn churches and kill Christians and march nuns in the street? Why? Again, I traced it for you in the last hour. Tell me if you agree or disagree with me. It's only a theory. What do I know? I'm a man alone in a second floor walk-up in an undershirt looking down on the world as it marches by. I am the man in the undershirt on the second floor of 3rd Avenue looking down upon the world as it walks by under my window. And I see the whole world walking underneath my window. And I know what's going on. At least it's one man's opinion. At least I can still see things as they are and express them to you on the Savage Nation. It's still legal, isn't it? So follow my thinking and tell me if you think my thinking is correct or warped. Why would Obama support the Muslim Brotherhood? I keep asking myself over and over again. So then I can't answer it directly because there's only two answers to that. One, because he's a lazy, good-for-nothing, who doesn't care. Two, because he's on their side. Or three, there's something else. So now what's the something else? There's always something else. George Soros, one of the world's most powerful evil men on the planet, if not the most dangerous man in modern history, in my opinion, he supported the Arab Spring. He funded it. Read Trickle Down Tyranny. I have a whole chapter on it. I'm not going to waste your time. Read my book. Go to a bookstore. Read it for free. I don't need the money. Read the chapter. He funded the Arab Spring idea. He used his entire team of the same Carter team. Zbigniew Brzezinski, if I remember correctly, was the architect. Hillary Clinton ran with it. Obama instituted it. Mubarak was jailed. Morsi was put in power. So I said, well, how did they gain by this? If the Saudi king is against this, and Soros is for the Muslim Brotherhood, so now there's a war between the Soros, Clinton faction, and the king of Saudi Arabia. What is that about? I said to myself, well, I'm sitting in the window on the second floor of this walk-up in Manhattan on 2nd or 3rd Avenue, looking down on the world, thinking, watching the people go by eating pizza, whatever, sushi. And here's what I come up with. They're so power mad. Soros is so power mad that he'd like to see the king overthrown by the Islamists in Saudi Arabia. After all, if we see an Arab Spring and how it's benefited the people of Syria and how the Arab Spring is benefiting all of the people of Egypt and the peace that's reigning from the Arab Spring, why not push it in Saudi Arabia too? Let's get rid of the king, they think. Let's have democracy in Saudi Arabia. What do you mean democracy? You mean the same Islamist group rise up in Saudi Arabia, our ally in the Middle East? Are you out of your mind? Well, why would they want that, I ask myself, sitting in the window with my arms on a pillow, looking down on the world, watching the world go by. Because they're that power mad that they feel that they could take over the world's oil supply by manipulating. Let's say the king of Saudi Arabia fell, and let's say the Muslim mobs took over, like they tried to do in Egypt. What would happen then? Wow, think of all of the money you could make betting on oil futures, shorting oil futures, betting on the dinar, shorting the dinar. Just think of the money you could make. The blood could run from your lips. The blood could run from your nose, your ears, your eyes, your lips, with the pleasure you would get from the money you'd make. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Savage Nation. You say, well, you're taking sides. What? Am I taking sides? I'm on the side of saving the Christians while we can. And by the way, while I'm telling you this, haven't we lost enough American sons and daughters in Iraq and Afghanistan? What are we doing there? No one even knows why we were in Iraq. It's degenerated back to an Islamo-fascist state, worse than it was under Saddam Hussein. And what about Afghanistan? What's going to happen after we leave the legs and the arms and the eyes and the ears of American boys in the hills? What are we going to have for it? We didn't get a barrel of oil out of Iraq. Why were we there? Why are we spilling the blood of young Americans in a part of the world where they burn us at the stake? Why are we bringing Americans home in coffins? For who? For what, to make the world safe for democracy? What is it, a textbook class for Hillary Clinton? For what? They hate us. You know, I learned many years ago that democracy cannot arise until the people themselves have had a long education in what democracy means. There's a responsibility for democracy, which is why I oppose illegal immigration in America. The hordes coming in from Mexico have no idea what democracy is. They never had it. They have never had it. They've lived in a dictatorship their whole lives. They don't even know who George Washington was. How could they become a citizen of a democratic nation like ours and be participants in it when they don't even know what democracy is? I have to slow down. I'm getting very dizzy right now from the I'm exhausted, to be frank with you. I just had a dizzy spell from what I see. I had a blind vision that overtook me for the moment. I'm only on the radio. I'm only a man. I'm carrying the world on my shoulders, and it's starting to be too heavy a burden. I'm telling you, I can't do this anymore. When I see that the Limbaugh cartel doesn't ever talk about this, it really disturbs me deeply. The Limbaugh radio television cartel scares me to death. That they don't take a side of righteousness, it scares me. It scares me. It scares me deeply. You could say, well, we don't believe in Obama. Great, you believe in the Limbaugh cartel? What side are they on? Obamacare, 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 Obamacare. How much can you talk about that? That's an esoteric subject. KSFO Steve, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Mike, I'm surprised at you, that you don't know why Obama is backing the Muslim Brotherhood. It's obvious to me. I was hoping you'd say it. The reason is, he's a Muslim. He was raised as a Muslim. He hates...
But that's too simplistic. That's something you would get from the Limbaugh cartel. That's checkers, not chess. You keep saying the baby stuff that the Limbaugh cartel has put in your head. Not all Muslims hate Israel. The generals in Egypt are Muslims. They don't hate Israel.
He does. He hates the United States, and he hates...
I understand, but you're generalizing and saying because he's a Muslim, he hates Israel. Ipso facto, it doesn't work that way. Not all Muslims hate Israel.
What about Obama? Does he love Israel?
I don't know what Obama does. I know that the man is a disaster for America. I know that. But to say that he's on the side of the Muslim Brotherhood because he hates Israel is very simplistic. I'm sorry to tell you. That is simply not true. There's a much bigger story here than just hating Israel. Thanks for the call. This is what happens when people's brains are washed by the Limbaugh cartel on a daily basis. They only get so much information and then they run with it. WABC in New York, Ori, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hi, Mike. I want to tell you a very quick story, which I think is very relevant to this conversation. I'm a religious Jew. I'm a young Jew. I'm 21 years old. I was in a synagogue once hearing an AIPAC speech. That's the American Israel Public Affairs Committee. One of the speakers was an African-American woman preacher from Detroit who was very pro-Israel, and she gave a very energetic speech, a lot of shouting, you know, all good stuff, a lot of applause. Come the Q&A, I raise my hand and I ask her whether she has ever spoken to her church, her congregation, about the vicious anti-Christian activity that plagues not only Egypt, but many of the countries in the Middle East. Meaning, I said, it's great to be pro-Israel, but do you ever talk to your people about the threat of Islam, or radical Islam, whatever you want to call it, to the Christian population? And she totally ignored the question. She totally dodged the question. And it became,
why do you think she dodged the question?
Well, it became apparent to me that this is one of the things that I see with Obama and many of liberal Americans, that they will not condemn Islam in any form, radical or moderate, whenever it's guilty, they will not condemn it, no matter how many people die. Even their own people, even their own Christian people, they will not condemn it. I go to Yeshiva University.
So is this part of the liberal brainwashing of inclusion? They are so brainwashed that they think by criticizing Islamofascism, they're criticizing the entire religion?
Absolutely. They will not do at any... Has Obama ever said Islamic terrorism? Never. Because he will maybe offend Muslims. And this is why this Muslim march is happening.
Wait a minute, but I keep repeating, the generals in Egypt are Muslims. They're not all Christians. They're largely Muslim generals. So that doesn't hold water. People keep coming back, Obama's a Muslim. So what? Not all Muslims believe in terrorism.
No, I understand. But who are they fighting against? They are fighting against the religious part of Islam in this fight, namely the Muslim Brotherhood. So if you can...
All right, all I can say is I keep bringing up the Holocaust because we all know about the righteous Christian from World War II, right? We kept hearing about Christians who risked their lives to save Jews. Why is there silence in the Jewish community right now while Christians are being persecuted and killed and churches burned is what I'm asking tonight, Ori?
Yeah, and I understand. And I'm telling you, it's because this is where we had a caller before. It's because...
Forget Obama. Forget Obama. What about your rabbi? What about the Orthodox community standing with the Coptic Christians? Do you think that will ever happen? Can you ever perceive the Union of Orthodox Jews standing up for the Coptic Christians in your lifetime? Do you think that would ever happen?
I don't think so, and I strongly...
You don't think so? Why not? I'm calling on them. Why don't they? Why don't the Union of Orthodox Jews, why don't they stand up for the Coptic Christians? Why not?
They should. I think they aren't because they don't...
Where's Rabbi Heyer, Marvin Heyer? Where are all of these people who talk out against anti-Semitism? Why are they not talking about anti-Christianism in Egypt right now? Why are they silent?
Because they don't think it's a big issue, and
They don't think it's a big issue? All I heard about for 50 years, FDR knew that the Holocaust and the railroad cars, and he could have bombed the railway lines to Auschwitz, and he did nothing. And if I were alive, I would have killed those Nazis. Yeah, where are they today? Where are all of those tough guys today? Where are they today? Where are they? Where'd they go?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
The best way to solve this problem is to write a new constitution where everybody has a say and have new elections. If you had new elections, the Brotherhood would get creamed at the ballot box, but they're going to be a very formidable force on the streets. They're going to get aligned with Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda's going to come uninvited into
Lindsey
Egypt.
Lindsey Graham has long been seen by me for what he is. I saw him for what he was years ago. He's the one behind amnesty for 40 million illegal aliens, 60 million illegal aliens. Now he's on the side of the Muslim Brotherhood. Him and McCain are a duet. I've never seen anything like it. Here are some other stories. TSA is buying ammunition, a training facility, indicating they intend to arm the bag checkers at the airport. Is this the brown shirt army that Obama warned us about, or promised us, rather? Hillary's racial politics, says the New York Times. Al Jazeera America launches tomorrow. Homegrown terror television, courtesy of liberal Gore. Egypt. Republican Kelly Ayotte of New Hampshire says we shouldn't fund the military anymore. So she's on the side of the Muslim Brotherhood. Media Matters attacks New York Times for exposing the Clinton Foundation as a scam. What does it all mean? Well, I'm paid to figure it out, or at least to give you an informed opinion. I wouldn't expect the average person to figure it all out. You have other things to do. One of the things that impresses me about human beings is their ability to forget problems. We have to do it or we would all die in a day. One of the things about the human being that impresses me is the ability to forget tragedy and live a life and move on. And as I walk around San Francisco in this beautiful summer day today before the show, and I see that I never saw anything like it. The hordes in the restaurants along the waterfront, scarfing down the oysters, the clams, the mussels. No amount of wine is enough. The Chinese, the Japanese, the Americans, scarf, scarf, slurp, slurp. Give me the bread, give me the wine, give me the oysters. More, more, more. And I say to myself, what should you do, hate them? That's what people do. They travel from their country to this country, and they walk around aimlessly, and then they stuff their faces, and they go to the hotel room, they take a nap, and they get up and stuff their face again. That's what's been going on as long as humanity had an extra dime in their pocket. You did it when you were young. I never liked it, but I did it. So anyway, what I do is I see people, I see them, the average person doesn't care about any of this. They figure, what do I care? You know, let them kill each other. What do I care about a bunch of nuns? Screw them. Why do I care about nuns in Egypt? Yeah, who cares? You know, don't bother me with it. You know what I mean? I got my own life to lead. Well, really? And you don't know how the Holocaust happened, do you? Isn't that what humanity said when the Jews were being taken out? At first, it didn't start with them being rounded up. They didn't march rabbis in the street the first day in Germany. No, the first thing in Egypt, in Germany was Jews cannot swim in an Aryan pool. That's how it started. It was little by little. It wasn't overnight, the camp, the death camp. No, it started with little laws. Then a little window was broken, a swastika was painted on a store. Yeah, but the people then said, who needs it? I want a hot dog and I want to go to the Yankee Stadium. That's all. Leave me alone. Why do I care? And then after the war, I heard all the revisionists, oh, boy, that government of ours, they knew that the train tracks went to Auschwitz and they could have bombed the train tracks and FDR wouldn't do it. Because he didn't want to upset the Nazis. He didn't want to stop the Nazis. He was afraid of offending them. Really? Sound familiar to you? Yeah, train tracks, huh? Well, we don't have trains going into a death camp. But to me, rounding up nuns and marching them through the streets tells me everything I need to know. And I do not see how you can't see this. I do not see how you can have any faith in any institution in America anymore. Now, couple that with the golfer-in-chief, whether it's him lying about the video from Benghazi that caused the burning of the embassy and the killing of the ambassador and the bodyguards, or the liar in the White House saying, we don't spy on Americans, as he dashed off for an African junket, or the liar in the White House saying that the IRS doesn't target political enemies. How much more can you take? How much more can you take? From a media that doesn't call them out. Even the New York Times had had enough of the Clintons, and they called the Clinton Foundation a scam. And to the rescue came George Soros's little fascist mad dogs in Media Matters. For years they attacked me. For years they attacked anyone on the conservative side with lies and the arrows of lies. So now they're going after the New York Times as a right-wing newspaper. So now you got Soros and Obama and Hillary Clinton. And so what the heck? Who can follow all of this? By the time you get through with me, Savage, I'll go out for clams and oysters and a bottle of wine, which is what I may do after the show is over. B-1 bomber crashes and Montana crew ejects. B-1B bomber crashes and Montana crew ejects. Four crew members eject, survive B-1B bomber crash in Montana after leaving South Dakota base. That's shocking. A B-1B? How'd that happen? How is that possible? There's a lot of news out there. Village bloodbath in Egypt. A-Rod declines MLB challenge. Now, that's an important story. Ooh, A-Rod. Did you hear what A-Rod did? Ooh, A-Rod. Yeah. Now bring in 50 million illegal aliens who don't know the first thing about democracy and start telling me that we have democracy in America when they vote for the leftist machine. Court raises possibility of a free Mubarak. Actually, I think they freed him today. 25 Egyptian policemen were killed today in the Sinai. 32 were killed in Afghanistan. It's awful. The world is afire. Nero fiddled while Rome burned. Obama dribbles while Cairo burns. You deserve better. If we had a legitimate opposition party, there would be impeachment immediately. If for no other reason than incompetence, let's say incompetence. It's a crime to be a president who's incompetent. How's that? He's incompetent. I'll take your calls. You talk, I listen now. WWIQ in Philadelphia. John, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Mike. I believe you have four-way chess going on. Here's the four players. Putin, the military-industrial complex, the commercial elites that want to corner the world's natural resources, and Obama and the international socialists, Obama and the international socialists being one and the same. So you have the commercial elites that want the world's natural resources. World democracy as their front shield. They want to pretend they're spreading world democracy. And then you have the military-industrial complex and the John McCain's, who are taking advantage of that for defense contracts. And then you have Obama, who really wants world democracy for democratic socialism, and he's playing chess against them. And then you have Putin, who's hedging both his bets by backing Assad for stability, and he's backing the terrorists because they fight America and the military.
Which terrorist is Putin backing?
I think Putin backs the jihadists as well as...
Oh, no, you're wrong about that. You're wrong about that. He had them in the belly of the Soviet Union, I mean, in the Soviet Russia, rather. They call it Russia. I call it Soviet Russia, pardon me. I'm an old-timer. He had them with the massacres. He had enough of them. No, he cracked down very hard on the Islamists a long time ago. I certainly don't see any evidence to that. But by and large, what you're saying is there's a four-way chess game going on for world control. I don't deny that you're correct in that. Are you a chess player?
Not necessarily. I've played a couple times.
So where do you come up with this theory then?
I just look at the world and think about who wants the power and how they'll deceive people to get it.
Okay, very good. Very clear thinking. Very good to think. Thinking is power. Power. Thinking is power. Thinking will set you free. People are afraid to think. They're told to take a Prozac or take a drink or run around the block and stop your thinking. The opposite is true. The only salvation is thinking, 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 and more thinking. The day I stopped trying to block my thoughts is the day I found liberation. I'm telling you from a personal point of view of a man who's obsessed with topics like this. Obsessed since I've been a child with events and trying to figure them out. I reached a hiatus in my own life at a certain point. I won't go into all the details, but I couldn't go on, I thought. I couldn't take it anymore. My head was exploding. It was like the ticket that exploded by William Burroughs. I felt like my head was going to explode from it. I couldn't take another day of it. And I went to literature for my answers. I went in every direction for my answers. And I don't know where I found it, but whoever it was, I think it was a literary source, wrote, thinking is the only salvation. I remember Rodin wrote, at the great sculptor, who I love his work, he wrote, work is the only salvation for him. Work, work, work. I found that to be true. Work is a salvation for me. Not scoffing down oysters. I remember reading Hemingway when I was young, and I remember him writing about putting the bottles of white wine in the cold streams of Spain, how romantic that sounded. Walking, you know, in the countryside of Spain and the cold wine in the streams to chill them. And then I read somewhere, why would you want to pollute the beauty of nature with alcohol? I thought that was interesting later on. Of course, Hemingway destroyed himself with alcohol and eventually shot his brains out after the Mayo Clinic destroyed his brain with electroshock therapy. He tried to walk into the propeller of an airplane after that. They destroyed the man. He went and finished the job that the Mayo Clinic couldn't finish, in my opinion. But that's a little off the track. I'm saying is thinking. Don't be afraid of thinking. It won't hurt you. So here we have a disaster emerging. The nuns are being paraded through the streets. And I am a simple American voice saying we have to defend the poor, defenseless nuns in Egypt. And the only ones doing it are the Egyptian military. We are on the wrong side by not backing the Egyptian military. If you disagree with me, you can give me a ring. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Do you think it's time for Obama to choose a side in Egypt? The answer is he already has. By not choosing a side, he has chosen a side. And that is the side of the Muslim Brotherhood. And the only thing standing between the slaughter of all the Coptic Christians is the Egyptian military, whose side we should be on. Now, the next question that arises is, why is the Pope silent on the Egyptian persecution of Christians? Who are the nuns? Why is he not speaking out for the nuns, the Pope? And it dawned on me. Because they're not Roman Catholics. Do you understand what this means? Do you have any idea the danger we're in this world if people are not willing to see outside the limited differential of their own sect? So he has nothing to say, but he gives a speech on this, the Pope, tonight, Tuesday, August 13th. When is this? Is that tonight? No, that was a week ago. Pope Francis says Muslims and Christians must work together. Well, that's nice. Tell that to the Muslim Brotherhood. They are working together. The Muslims in the Egyptian military are trying to save your Christians. Pope Francis waves to the crowd in St. Peter's Square as he arrives to lead the Angelus. Pope Francis called the Muslim Christians to work together during his Angelus address in St. Peter's Square last Sunday. And he said, Muslims throughout the world, our brothers and sisters, who have just celebrated the end of the month of Ramadan, which is dedicated in a special way to fasting, prayer, and almsgiving. And he wants them to work together with Christians to promote mutual respect. Well, okay, so today the nuns are marching through the streets of Egypt, one of the towns in Egypt, after their 6 hours of looting and burning of their church. And he says nothing. He says nothing. So last week, the pontiff asked the pilgrims to think about what Jesus said to his disciples in the Gospel of Luke. He said, where your treasure is, there will also be your heart. Do you have a heart that desires, or a closed heart, a sleeping heart, an anesthetized heart, he asked. And what for you is the most important, most precious thing, that which attracts your heart like a magnet, he asked 10 days ago. He said, most people would respond that their family is the most important thing. That's good. But he said, what is the force that holds your family together? It's love. And the one who sows love in our hearts is God. Now, I've heard the love talk my whole life, and here's what I've concluded. That if you only have love in your heart, it's not enough. Love is not enough. Love is wonderful, it's beautiful. It's good to have a Bible in one hand and an Uzi in the other. It's good to have the Bible in one hand and a sawed-off shotgun in the other. It's good to have a Bible in one hand and an RPG in the other. If they're coming to take you away, if they're coming to kill you, if they're coming to destroy your nation, what good is love? Did it help the nuns as they're marching in the street? How many Jews went into the ovens chanting to God, believing in God, that God would save them? In a spiritual sense, I understand it. At that moment, what can you do? You pray to God and that's it. You hope that the soul is eternal, just as you do on your own deathbed, whether you're going to die peacefully or otherwise. You pray to God at that moment that the soul is eternal, that you have eternal life, that the body is only a shell that you leave behind here on the earth. And in that sense, love is eternal, and love gives you an eternal hope. Eternal hope. I understand that. I understand that. But when the man comes to kill your mother and burn her house down, you better kill him first. As George Orwell wrote, the great author of the great book Animal Farm and so many other works, Orwell was a socialist in the 30s when it was all popular and all the intellectuals were socialists, and then he saw what the socialists had become, fascists, and he became a vehement anti-socialist, Orwell. And he wrote, if a man comes to put a bomb in your mother's house, put one in his mother's house first. That's what he decided. It became a war. He understood that. Well, unfortunately for all of us, the world is at war right now. It has been for a long time, maybe 1,000 years. The Muslim fanatics have been at war with everyone. Christians, Jews, Hindus, Buddhists. What have they done to Buddhists in Thailand? What have they done to Hindus in India? The world is at war. It's a terribly sad thing to say to you. And it's tempting to go out and stuff your face with clams and oysters and drink a bottle of wine. Go ahead and enjoy yourself. But when the wine wears off, they will still be at war with you. They will still come for you. They will still try to convert you or kill you. They have been doing so for 1,000 years. They will not stop until they are stopped. But we have no Churchill. There is no opposition party. There is no opposition party all during the 30s in England when the liberals were ruining England and wanted no war. And I don't blame them. Who the hell wants war? They saw what World War One did. Millions of boys mutilated for nothing. They didn't want it again. They were anti-war. God bless them. Churchill said, I'm anti-war too, but you better prepare for it because Hitler is building up his navy. Hitler is building up his air force. Hitler is building up his army. Prepare for it. They called him a right-wing fanatic. But he didn't stop. He worked as best he could to develop weaponry. If it was not for Churchill, they wouldn't have had the British Spitfire, which saved Britain, by the way, during the Battle of Britain. It was a British-built plane. The British Spitfire developed because of Churchill working behind the scenes. Who's working behind the scenes in this country right now? When you have a man like Hagel in the Defense Department, handpicked by Obama, the left-wing fanatic. Hagel is a stooge in the Defense Department, killing our military. Who is behind the scenes building up the military? I drive around the city of San Francisco and I see the Presidio being turned into a parking lot, a green haven. I see all of the military bases being shrunk. I see weapon systems being cut. I see planes crashing. I see ships crashing. And I say to myself, God forbid we ever needed a military. Where would we get it from? What, all these iPhone kids are going to fight to save the world? You're going to get them to put their iPhone down for a minute and pick up a gun? How? And don't think the Islamofascists don't see it. They're very smart. Don't underestimate them. They see it. Now couple that with my other vision of marijuana. I'll say it to you till you finally hear me. It's the weapon that is being used to narcotize and destroy an entire nation. Now, medical marijuana is sacred. Even old roly-poly Christie is going to legalize medical marijuana for kids. Old roly-poly moved right over to the left side on marijuana. He sees which way the dope blows. Remember what I warned you. Even Carlos Leader, one of the great coke devils of the 80s, a Colombian coke cartel leader who was a leftist fanatic, said that drugs are our weapon to destroy imperialism. He said our drugs from South America, he said marijuana, cocaine, are the most powerful tool we have to destroy America and to destroy the imperialists. I almost fell out of bed when I reread that the other night. And I said, now you got the politicians lining up in support of this dangerous, brain-destroying drug, marijuana? It's not benign. Do you know what it does to your synapses? Do you have any idea what you're doing? Anyway, the whole thing is a package deal. Put it all together and digest it, and then go have some clams oreganada.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday.
Well, welcome to the Savage Nation. It's Blue Monday, the 19th of August, in the year of our Lord, 2013. Welcome to hour number three. Here are all the headlines and questions that we've covered today. Well, here are the questions we've been covering today thus far, if you've just tuned in. What do you think about the New York Times expose on the Clinton Foundation, which they say is basically a scam? Huh? And don't you think it's time for Obama to choose a side in Egypt? Nuns, Christian nuns, have been paraded as prisoners of war, marched through the streets after their churches were burned to the ground. The anti-Muslim Brotherhood side are calling them like Nazis. I define them as Islamofascists years and years ago. Did you hear what I said? Your president is not defending Christians, not defending churches, not defending nuns. He's defending the Islamists by not defending the Christians. Do you understand that? Your president is on the side of the Islamists, and so is that ass, John McCain, who should be thrown out of office. The national debt is now higher than World War II, you fool. The national debt is now higher than World War II. Did you hear what I said? And yet this clown is golfing and vacationing on Martha's Vineyard and joining fried shrimp. Also, the TSA is buying ammo, buying a training facility. What are they doing buying ammo? They're supposed to be bag checkers. Is this the brown shirt army Obama was warning us about? And Al Jazeera America launches tomorrow. Homegrown terror TV, to those who know. Al Jazeera launching tomorrow. What else is in the news on Michael Savage today? I'm getting so worked up over it. I don't know where to go. The Egypt unrest is driving me crazy. We should back the generals. The Saudi king is backing the generals. Only your Islamist-loving president is golfing, pretending he doesn't know which side to do. What else is going on? 1 in 4 adults in New Jersey is moving back in with their parents. Thank you, Mr. Christie. You're doing a great job. The number of Mexicans seeking asylum at the southwest border has doubled because Obama's promising amnesty. What are we going to do with those millions of people who come into this country? We're bankrupt, idiots. Well, as you can see, there's no such thing as a slow news day on the Savage Nation. And now I'll ask you a question. If I said to you, do you think it's time for Obama to choose a side in Egypt? I would be begging the question. The king of Saudi Arabia has chosen a side. He said he's supporting the generals against the Islamists who must be rooted out like Nazis and fascists. Did you hear that? The Muslim Brotherhood, they said, must be removed like Nazis, according to those who understand what's going on. The king of Saudi Arabia has chosen the generals. The Israelis have chosen the generals. Obama says he's choosing no sides. Well, Michael Savage's opinion is that by choosing no sides, he has chosen a side. He has taken the side of the Muslim Brotherhood and the Islamists. He is supporting the slaughter of Christians and the burning of churches by doing nothing. How many times as I was growing up, I heard about the Franklin Delano Roosevelt who knew that the Jews were being sent to the death camps and he could have bombed the railway tracks to the death camps, but he did nothing. Where are the Jews today talking about what we could be bombing to stop the Islamists today? Where are they today? They're still looking backwards? Where's Marvin Heyer? Where are all of the other professional Jewish voices? Where are they? I keep saying, the Jews, why not the Jews? We've heard about the Holocaust for 70 years because it was a horror of horrors. Well, now we see a Christian Holocaust. Every rabbi in America should be talking about it. But by not taking sides, Obama is taking the side of the Muslim Brothers and is supporting the slaughter of Christians and the burning of churches. When I saw nuns who are sacred to me, and I am not a Catholic, being treated like this, and I heard nothing from the White House except the loud sound of a golf ball slapping against the club, and I heard nothing in any of the synagogues, and nothing coming from the churches, and nothing from the Limbaugh cartel, and nothing on the internet. I said, something is wrong with this picture. For 50 years, I've been hearing about the righteous among the nations. Kasidei Umot Haolam, righteous of the world's nations, is an honorific used by the State of Israel to describe non-Jews who risked their lives during the Holocaust to save Jews from extermination by the Nazis. Where are those today trying to save the Christians? The Coptic Christians have been in Egypt for 1,300 years. They are Egypt. They are Egypt. You have to understand something about Egyptian culture. It's a culture that's 5,000 years old. It's a mixture of religions and civilizations in which the Islamic religion is only one ingredient of the Egyptian character. Do you understand what I just said to you? The Muslim Brotherhood, according to Egypt's ambassador to Britain, he said the Muslim Brotherhood are like a Nazi group that demand that everything changes and people, everything goes their way. He's calling them Nazis, and he said they must be removed like Nazis. He is Egypt's ambassador to Britain. The Brits, who banned me, are now banning him. They want him thrown out of Britain because they've been bought lock, stock, and barrel a long time ago. Has this government been bought lock, stock, and barrel by the Muslim Brotherhood? I ask myself almost every day. I am afraid to ask the question, but you can only come to the conclusion that something is wrong when they do nothing to defend the Christians, and they always say that the Muslim Brotherhood must be included in the government. When the Egyptian people said, no, we don't want them, they're fascists, they're Nazis, we don't want them. So you only conclude that by not taking sides, Obama is taking the side of the Muslim Brotherhood and is supporting the persecution of Christians, the burning of churches, by doing nothing. Now we learn that behind the scenes, Obama secretly suspended military aid to Egypt. Did you hear what I just said to you? The liberals have just suspended military aid to Egypt. So who is going to benefit from that? The Muslim Brotherhood. So why would Obama want the Muslim Brotherhood to benefit when the Egyptians don't want these fanatic racists in the government? Again, I want to repeat, oh, we all want democracy. We all learned it in the first grade. Democracy, democracy, democracy. But you need security and equality for minorities first. Especially if you have a Nazi power, you don't want democracy for the Nazis, do you? So let's get security and equality for the Coptic Christians and the other minorities in Egypt. Not mob rule by the Islamists. And once the fanatical, racist, fascist Muslim Brotherhood has no significant following, then Egypt will be ready for democracy. Today it is not ready for democracy. It needs a strong military, and it needs colonial tutelage. But we don't have a Winston Churchill. We don't even have a Neville Chamberlain. Nero fiddled while Rome burned. Obama dribbles while Cairo burns. Any comments on my comments? The phone numbers, well, I'm not giving you the phone number. We're sold out. You can't get into the tent. The big tent is full. It may be summer, but the people know what's going on. They see the tides are changing. The winds are blowing. They see a clown in Martha's Vineyard having a good time, one vacation after another. The Middle East is burning. And Hillary's running for office. She's the savior all of a sudden. She's the architect of the Arab Spring. How could she be the savior of the world? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Al Jazeera English opens up in America. There's a grand strategy here. It's a war. Many of us don't even know there's a war going on. We're licking our ice cream cones. We're taking our Prozac. We're going to dinner. I understand it. I walk around San Francisco before a show. I see happy people. I see people talking to themselves in the street. In my day, they would have been put in a mental hospital. They walk around talking to themselves, laughing. Of course, they have an earbud and a phone of some kind. But fundamentally, they look crazy to me. They look happy, but crazy. I see people eating oysters and clams and pasta, and I want to shake them. I want to get up on a soapbox and say, do you understand what's going on? Wake up! I'm not going to do it, of course. I wait for the radio show. I sit here waiting all day long to have the opportunity to express my view of the world. I see Christians being persecuted, killed, churches burned, and the president just says, I'm doing nothing. I'm not taking sides. Where are the Jews? I keep saying Jews, Jews, Jews. Why Jews? Because of all the peoples of the earth, it falls especially upon the Jews who have made so much of the Holocaust through our entire lives. Remember, the people living today didn't die in the Holocaust, thank God. But they talk about it, as they should, to make sure it never happens again. Well, now it's happening again. Remember, the Jews were not gassed on day one. They were persecuted first. Their shops were burned. Their synagogues were burned. They were marched in the streets by the brown shirts. That's how it started. It ended in the gas chamber. That's what's going on in Egypt right now. And the only thing that stands between the Christians, all of them being killed or thrown out of the country, are the generals. And the generals are backed by Israel. The generals are backed by the Saudi king, but not by Obama. Nero fiddled while Rome burned. Obama dribbles while Cairo burns. You have any comments on what I'm saying? The phone number is 855-417-282. Did anyone hear my connection to Hillary Clinton, the Clintons, Soros, Media Matters? Did you hear that channel? Did you hear that channel of thought? It's quite original. Do you agree with it or don't you agree with it? Because I ask myself over and over again, every morning, every night, I say, is Obama, why is he not taking the side of righteousness? Why is he letting the Muslim Brotherhood thrive? Why, wherever I turn, is this administration supporting Islamists, whether it be in Syria, Libya, Egypt? I keep asking the question, and what comes back to me is utterly frightening. I mean, sheer logic dictates that they're on the side of the Islamists. Then you have the putz, John McCain. Either he's a moron as he looks, and as I've heard, the stupidest man in the history of the Republican Party. A block of wood would be smarter than John McCain. People who've given money to the Republicans told me this years ago. The stupidest man they ever met. So that I can forgive. I can forgive stupid. He's the dumbest in a long line of McCains. The father was a brilliant admiral. The grandfather was a brilliant admiral. This one was a dummy. The last in his class at Annapolis. So maybe he's just stupid. A genetic thing. I can forgive McCain. Lindsey Graham is a fork-tongued, double-talking liar, in my opinion. He can be bought off. Let me stop right there. Lindsey Graham, again, is talking for the Islamists. That means he's been reached. So, now we go to clip number 9 with Miss Iotti, Congresswoman Iotti. She's a congresswoman, right, I believe, from California. I think she's a congressperson. Never heard of Senator Iotti. She is now on the side of the Islamists. Listen to clip 9. Here's your Republicans at work.
In light of recent actions, we tried to give some time to the administration. They obviously tried to get the military government to not crack down in a violent way, to restore democracy, to move to elections, to release political prisoners. They've ignored all of those requests. And now with the recent violent crackdown, I do not see how we can continue aid. I believe it must be suspended. Because unfortunately, I think the military has gotten the impression, and particularly with what the president not asking for aid to be suspended when he spoke this week, that whatever they do, we will continue our aid. So I do support suspending aid at this time.
Moron. Idiot. Idiot. Moron. Is she a Republican? What is she? Neil, I don't never heard of her. Where'd she come from? She's not from California. She is a senator? Is she a congresswoman or a senator? I never heard of her. Is she a Republican or a Democrat? It doesn't matter. She's a moron. She sounds typically like a typical college girl who doesn't know what she's talking about. Rushing around with an iPhone, getting messages from the idiots who work for her, the aides, who send the messages they read from Politico or Schmidico. They don't know what the hell they're talking about, none of them. Idiots! Morons running everything. Morons! So in a land where there are only fools, what do you do? Where the heck is everybody? Where the heck is everybody in my country? Where are they? So I'll take your calls. I don't know what you think about what I'm saying to you. Did you hear what I said to you? By not taking sides, Obama is taking a side of the Muslim Brotherhood. By not taking sides, Obama is taking sides against the Christians, the minorities. And the burning of churches. And I kept saying, why? Now, the most dire image is that of a television show, which I forget where there's a congressman who was converted to Islam, who's a double agent. I forget that the show, Showtime had it last year, HBO, I don't know, it was around Dexter. Homeland. But I said, no, that can't be it. He's not doing it because he's a Muslim. It's more Realpolitik than that. when I saw that the New York Times attacked the Clinton Foundation for being a scam and the millions of dollars that went missing, I said, there's hope yet. Maybe the New York Times wants to, you know, hold on to the shred of credibility it still has with the diminishing circulation. People are on to say that, say, publish an article showing that it is a scam. And what happens? Media Matters, which is nothing but a group of fascist Nazis, in my opinion, funded by George Soros, the most dangerous man on the planet, attacks the New York Times for attacking the Clintons. So I say, wait a minute, now I'm starting to see a pattern. So he wants the Muslim Brotherhood in power, Soros does. How does a Jew who escaped the Holocaust benefit by the rising up of the Muslim Brotherhood, I keep asking myself. Now he's supporting Bill and Hillary Clinton. How did the Clintons gain by the rise of Islamofascists? If the king of Saudi Arabia and the strong men of Egypt are being attacked by them, what does the Soros-Clinton axis want? Maybe they believe they will gain control of the world through world oil and dominate the world. Could it be that simple? Remember what Soros was quoted as saying, which I quoted in Trickle Down Tyranny a while ago. He said, "Give me control. Don't give me control of a nation. Give me control of its currency, and I'll control the nation." George Soros said that. Give me control of a currency, and I'll control it, the nation. So it's not enough that he controls nations through their currency. Now this madman wants to control the nations. He doesn't care how many people die. Is this possible? Are there people who are that psychotic, I ask myself over and over again, that they care for nothing but absolute power? Well, the world will tell us yet. Kelly Ayotta, Jr., Senator from New Hampshire, serving since 2011, Republican idiot, Republican moron, should go back to collect, she should go back for diving for lobsters. She should go back to diving for lobsters. This is the best the Republicans can do in New Hampshire? Okay, I give up. I'm watching a Holocaust go on. I can't sit idly by. One day I'll meet my maker. One day I'll have to answer for my life. And he will say to me, what did you do in your life? I did a lot of things. Some of them were ugly. Some of them were not ugly. Some were good. Some were bad. What did you do that was good, Michael? Because I'm sitting here in judgment of you. Well, I did a few good things. What did you do? Tell me what you did that was good. Well, when the Christians were being killed and the churches burned in Egypt, I stood up for them. Okay, good. You're going to heaven. We're putting aside everything else. All of the little things that you did. See, I'm a child inside. I believe in heaven and hell. I believe in God and the devil. It's as simple as that. And this is how I see the world. How do you see the world?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282. Savage.
855-400-7282. So we'll do the news. You know all the news. You've heard it all day long. This is the last word in talk radio every day. But doesn't mean we have to do news at the end of the day. The thing is that there's a lot more in life than the news. In fact, life goes on without the news. What is the news? It's fabricated stories about what's going on in the world. And if it doesn't really affect you, you don't care about it at the end of the day. Think about it. Now, if you were a Coptic Christian in Egypt, you'd care about the news because they're burning your churches and they're killing you and your friends. And we're doing absolutely nothing. The great humanity, the great humanitarian America under Hillary Clinton, the great interventionist country that protects the most vulnerable populations, have nothing to say about the churches burning. That's why mostly we've given up on politics and the media. And the only people you listen to are, who knows who you listen to? Maybe nude runners, I don't know. There is a Christian Holocaust emerging in Egypt. And I'm asking where the liberals are, especially the liberal Jews, who have spoken so much and so heartfelt about the Holocaust. I remember the Righteous Among the Nations was awarded as a honorary title to those Christians who saved Jews from the Nazis. And yet to date, I've not heard one word from Marvin Heyer or the council of this Jewish group or that Jewish group. Perhaps I missed it. The Jews should be out front on this Holocaust against the Christians. And yet they're silent. A report came out that an Islamist mob paraded nuns in Cairo as prisoners of war. Let me say that again for those of you who don't know what's going on. This is the gravest event in your life, especially if you're young. This is the biggest event going on in your life, what's going on in the Middle East. The Islamists, known as the Muslim Brotherhood, burnt churches, looted a church school, and then marched nuns through the streets of Cairo as prisoners of war, according to the Daily Mail.uk. Egypt's Christian minority, the Coptic Christians, have been there for 1,300 years. Sister Manal, principal of a Franciscan school in suburban Cairo, watched for 6 hours as a Muslim mob looted the building, knocked the cross off the gate, and replaced it with a black banner resembling the flag of Al-Qaeda. The Christian classrooms were then burned to the ground, and the women were taken away, attracting a crowd of abusive Muslim onlookers. Police told Sister Manal that the nuns had been targeted by hardline Islamists, convinced that they had given Muslim children an inappropriate education. Meanwhile, dozens of churches, homes, and businesses owned by Christians have been attacked and razed to the ground. Nero fiddled while Rome burned. Obama dribbled while Cairo burns. There is a Christian Holocaust emerging. Where are the liberal voices? Where are the Jewish voices? Where are the Jews who scream, never again, never again, never again? Never again, never again. They're still waiting for Hitler to come back. Well, he's back, only he's wearing a headscarf. He's back, only he's not chanting German Horst Wessel tunes. He's in Cairo. He's in Damascus. He's in San Francisco. He's in New York. He's everywhere around you. Stop looking backwards and start looking forward before it's too late. Now, you have to ask yourself, why is Obama supporting the Muslim Brotherhood, if so, in a quiet way? He didn't come out and say, go, Muslim Brotherhood, go. He's too smart for that. I should say his handlers are too smart for that. Let's put the pieces together. It takes playing chess in five dimensions to understand what I'm about to say to you. It's not something you would hear from the Limbaugh cartel. The Limbaugh cartel is not going to understand this. Maybe they'll repeat it tomorrow, but the Limbaugh cartel, which has had a lock grip on the so-called conservative message for far too long as far as I am concerned, should have told you this. But it's up to me with the last word in talk radio to piece things together. Are you ready for this? We saw over the weekend something odd happening. You have to ask yourself, why is Obama supporting the Muslim Brotherhood? Because he is doing so, if quietly he's doing so. He just canceled military aid to the generals. Really? That's odd. Okay, cancel the weapons to the generals because he wants democracy. Well, we all want democracy. We all want democracy in Egypt. But security and equality for minorities such as the Coptic Christians comes before democracy when they're being slaughtered. Democracy does not mean mob rule, Mr. President. When Egypt develops so that the fanatical, racist, fascist Muslim Brotherhood have no significant following in Egypt, Egypt will then be ready for democracy. Today, Egypt needs colonial tutelage, Mr. President. So you have to ask yourself, if I see this, how come there are no wise men or the wise women, so-called, who are all over the Obama administration's hallways? How come they haven't seen this? Where are they? Where's the wise Latina who's on the Supreme Court? She has no opinion? They're all dumbfounded by it? Where are they? They're all eating fried chicken somewhere. Where are they? There's not a word going on about the Holocaust against the Christians. This is the single biggest event in the Middle East in your whole life. Going on right now. The righteous among the nations, those who saved the Jews from Nazis, were Christians. Are you among the righteous among the nations who will save the nuns and the Christians from slaughter by the Muslim fanatics? So let me explain to you where I'm coming from. Obama said he's not taking sides, but he is taking sides. By not supporting the generals, he's basically supporting the Islamists. As is Lindsey Graham Cracker, as is John McCain, who will go into the Hall of Shame forever for what they've been doing. The Hall of Shame for both of them. But let's forget them. They're flies on a wall right now. The burning of churches, the parading of nuns. Why? Why would Obama permit this to go on? Well, let's follow the money. The New York Times came out last week with a shocker attacking the Clinton Foundation, stating that the Clinton Foundation was a scam. Millions of dollars went missing. Do you remember that story? Came and went? Now, this is the right-wing New York Times. The right-wing New York Times comes out and attacks the Clinton Foundation as a gigantic scam. What happens yesterday? Media Matters comes out and attacks the New York Times for attacking the Clintons. So that means Soros is unhappy that the New York Times exposed the Clinton Foundation. But why? Why would Soros be unhappy with the attack on the Clintons? Because Soros and the Clintons gain by the rise of the Islamists. By defeating the king of Saudi Arabia, they hope they can gain control of all of the oil wealth. By helping the defeat of the generals through their Islamist friends in the streets of Cairo, they think they can gain control of the most populous Muslim nation on earth, Egypt. They're power mad. Soros is the most crazy person on the planet. But he's got more money to spend than anyone on the planet to try and push his psychotic agenda. And so he's saying, okay, Media Matters, you go after the New York Times now. They were our friend. They're no longer our friend. They stepped out of line. They exposed the Clinton Foundation as being a giant scam. Did you hear what I said? What I just gave you is an entire story that's worthy of repetition for the next 20 years. And I'm going to stop right now and let you absorb it. And I'm not going to prime you with a question. But I will tell you that the flat-footed Republicans are so stupid, they don't know which way to turn. I have a soundbite from a Kelly Ayotte, who is so dumb, you understand why the Republicans are out of power. We know the liberals are. We know that they're on the side of everything wrong. We know that the left is always against democracy and always against freedom. But where's the opposition party? Nobody has traced this for you the way I just did. And I'm calling upon the righteous among the nations to listen to the Savage Nation tonight and see what I'm trying to tell you. There is a holocaust against Christians going on. Don't talk to me anymore about what you would have done during the Holocaust. I've heard it all my life. Oh, if I was there, I believe me, I would have done this. You would have done nothing because you're doing nothing now. You're stuffing your mouth is what you're doing. You're stuffing your face. You're doing nothing. Every synagogue in the land should be crying out for the Christians of Egypt. Every church in the land should ring their bells in solidarity with the Coptic Christians. But you've not heard a preacher, you've not heard a rabbi, you've not heard a politician call for saving the Coptic Christians before it's too late, have you? It's fallen upon me, Moses. Moses Savage will be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
What do you have to hear? What do you have to hear? The Muslim Brotherhood marched nuns through the streets in Cairo. Nuns, innocent angels, marched them through the streets after burning their building and knocking the cross off the gate. What more do you have to hear? Bishop Ibram, head of the local Coptic Orthodox Church, said he had instructed Christians and clerics not to resist the mobs of Islamists to try and avoid any loss of life. The Muslim looters were so diligent that they came back to one of the five churches they had already ransacked to see if they could get more. They were loading our chairs and our benches on trucks, and when they had no space for more, they just destroyed them. Christians have long suffered from hatred and discrimination in Egypt, where they make up 10% of the population of 90 million. A number of anti-Christian attacks have greatly increased after the Arab Spring, orchestrated by the Obama administration, that drove Hosni Mubarak from power. He defended all of the minorities, including Christians and Jews. But Christians are now facing a violence that they've never seen in their life. Never. Never have seen anything like this. What are you doing about it? You say, well, what can I do about it? It's a hot August night. Leave me alone, Michael. I've had enough. I'm turning the show off. Goodbye. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your Skunjili. WHAM is the radio station. John, you're on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, Mike, the thing that's happening, where is the Pope? Where are the cardinals throughout this great country in America?
I don't know. Where is the Pope?
Leadership.
I think that the Christian church today has about the same vacuum of leadership that the political system shows, the military system shows, the academic system shows, the journalism profession shows. I think that the Christian religion has lost leadership like all the others.
Well, the Pope, he had the chance to talk to the Muslim Brotherhood, because I know it was a month and a half ago or so, they went there to talk to him. I never heard a word of what happened after that meeting.
I don't know. All I know is that the American military is still the most powerful on earth. We have the power to stop this bloodshed and to defend the Christians. Instead, we're taking the other side. KSFO in San Francisco. Nick, you're on the Savage Nation. Your opinion counts. Go ahead, please.
Hey, people need to wake up, Mike. Come on, they need to get this waste of human flesh out of the office and they need to stop all this. I don't know what's going on with people, but they really need to wake up. I can't believe this is happening, man. This is ridiculous.
What is it? What is happening?
People are being executed for their faith because they have faith in God, because they believe in something. Really? How ridiculous is that? What do you think would happen in America if we started killing Muslims because they believed in the Quran? Come on, let's be real, man. Wake up, people. Wake up.
Okay, well, that's right. Wake up. Good luck. James, WABC in New York. Go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, Michael, I grew up during the Second World War, and I saw what went on in the Holocaust and all that, and we're certainly not doing the right thing. This Obama is crappy. He's a nutcase. And I swear to God, I think he's a closet Muslim. I could be wrong, but that seems...
Well, but you got to remember something. Not all Muslims are Islamists. The Egyptian military are Muslims, mainly.
Well,
but they're not for kill. But they're not out to kill Christians. So just saying Obama's a Muslim doesn't say it all. Oh, no, there's much more to it than that. It's a question of which side he's on. Which side of the Muslim world is he on?
So where the hell is the two-party system? We got the Democrats and whites.
I don't know. Where's the Republicans? Tell me. You have McCain going over there on the side of the Muslim Brotherhood. How do you explain that?
I don't know. I think McCain is...
Well, you don't know. No one knows anything. No one can follow this anymore. The world is too crazy. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. You're listening to The Last Word in Talk Radio in the United States of America. Never again? For who? You're still waiting for the Horst Wessel song and armbands? You're still waiting for the Horst Wessel song to come down your street? Oh, Daniel, stand up. Oh, if they ever come back, don't you worry. I'm ready for them. We'll do a movie about it. Don't you worry. What's happening to your Christian brethren in Egypt? Why are you doing nothing? You say, well, what can I do? I'll tell you exactly what you could do. You want to feel empowered? Here's what you could do. Call your church, call your synagogue. Tonight, email them. Call your rabbi, call your preacher, and tell them you want them to give a sermon in support of the Coptic Christians next Friday or Saturday, or you're never going to that temple or church again. You tell them to stop mumbo-jumboing you about nothing. You tell your preacher or your rabbi you're never going there again unless they stand up for the Coptic Christians. And by the way, I am not a Coptic Christian. I've never met a Coptic Christian. But they need your help. Nero fiddled while Rome burned. Learned it in high school. Never forgot it. We now have a president who dribbles while Cairo burns. Headline, Islamist mobs parade nuns in Cairo as prisoners of war after 6 hours of looting a church school and replacing a cross with a banner resembling Al-Qaeda flag, we do nothing. There is a Christian Holocaust going on in Egypt right now. And if you're not doing anything, then you're part of the problem, not part of the solution. If you're buying the big lie that we want democracy, then you're a bigger fool than I think most people are. You can fool some of the people some of the time. You can fool some of the people all of the time. But you can't fool all of the people all of the time. And you can't keep using the word democracy to sell fascism. Hitler was elected. And the minute he was elected, or shortly thereafter, he eliminated the German Constitution and introduced Nazism. Morsi was elected. And soon thereafter, he eliminated the Egyptian constitution and tried to put in Islamofascism, Sharia law, etc. So the Egyptians had enough and they threw him out. The army rose up against them as, God, have I told you? What if the German military had risen up against Hitler in 33, 34, 35? We would have avoided the Holocaust in World War II. But they didn't. We should be supporting the generals. Instead, we're attacking the generals. Of course, we all want democracy in Egypt. We all believe in democracy, but how about security and equality for minorities first, for Coptic Christians who were being persecuted, their churches burned, before granting democracy to the Nazi Islamofascists? Democracy does not mean mob rule. After Egypt develops so that the fanatical, racist, fascist Muslim Brotherhood no longer has a significant following, Egypt might be ready for democracy, but today Egypt needs colonial tutelage. Colonial tutelage. Dirty words. To liberals. Colonialism. Well, under colonialism, minorities were protected. under democracy, they're being killed. How does that work out, Mr. President? Then we have the insanity of no opposition party in America. None! None! John Boehner, silent. Cantor, silent. Cruz, silent. Nobody on the Republican side has a word to say except a girl from New Hampshire who I never heard of, named Kelly Ayotte, or whatever her name is. Says that we should cut off aid to Egypt. She's on the side of Obama, on the side of the Muslim Brotherhood. Like a child who read a playbook. It's not a democracy. We cut off military aid. Moron. Imbecile. Idiot. The ambassador, Egypt's ambassador to Britain, has said that the military-led offensive on the opposition set out to be, well, did you hear what he said? Ashraf El-Holi told the Telegraph that the Muslim Brotherhood is the equivalent of Nazism, and it must be removed like Nazis. He said if they are not removed, you'll have Hitlerism in Egypt. As a result of saying that, and after comparing Morsi's takeover to the Islamist takeover of the Iranian state after the 1979 revolution, he said the Nazism and Muslim Brotherhood ideology sought to dominate Egyptian society. He said Morsi was elected president, there's your democracy, Mr. President, and held office for 1 year. But in that year, he tried to make everything Muslim Brotherhood controlled. Egyptian culture over 5,000 years is a mix of religions and civilizations, in which the Islamic religion is only one ingredient of the Egyptian character. He then added the Muslim Brotherhood are like a Nazi group that demand that everything changes and people do everything their way. That is the ambassador to Britain, who now the British are so upset by his words, they want to kick him out of Britain. What does that tell you about the royal family? What does that tell you about the royal family of England? Have they penetrated every Western government to the extent that they're owning them? I don't know. When I saw that the King of Saudi Arabia came out on the side of the generals, I said, that tells me everything I need to know. Everything. I don't need to know anymore. I can figure it out. Obama can't figure it out. Hillary can't figure it out. McCain can't figure it out.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282.